Well, the attraction is we can be out on the streets, we can be on the road, people come and look at it. And we don't own these engines, we're only trustees for the next generation. And we can show them people and let them have a look at it and say, this is how it was when in Victorian and Edwardian times. But the attraction is meeting people like yourself. It's the friendship of the whole event. People from all over the country. We are made so welcome.
And how many extravaganzas have you come up to?
I think I've come to about 20 now.
we're on the 23rd at the moment.
Something like that, yes. We've been to them. Odd years, David and Julie have not been here with the engine, but we've normally come along. But it's nice, and we also meet old friends, and that's what it's all about.
This machine is wonderful. What's its name?
It's known as Little Mac. Got that name from the second owners. It was originally supplied in 1907 down to a contractor in Cornwall. And then during the Second World War, we believe it was probably something to do with Warag. She was sold to another contractor up in Lancashire, just beyond Forton on the M6 services. And he had an engine there called Little Mac. And there was something went on and the name was transferred onto this. Hence, that's the name it's got. Then in the late 1950s, David Dale, the current owner, his father bought it, and it's lived at Congleton ever since, and it's attended rallies and events, the old Alton Towers rally for the North Staffordshire Traction Engine Club, the Midland Festival of Steam at Ballymer in the south of the county, and David's even taken it down to the big event in Dorset.
Well, it's about as long as a Volvo estate, maybe just a bit longer.
Just a fraction longer.
A fraction longer, and it's about as tall as a single-decker bus.
Yes.
How much power has it got in it?
Now then, this is always an interesting thing. Traction engines are rated in what we call nominal horsepower. Now, long before you were a twinkle in your parents' eyes, cars had the RAC rating, and this was very simple. And say a 6 nominal horsepower, the idea was that it would replace 6 horses. But she's probably only about 20-25 horsepower. But with the gearing and the torque, it can shift very, very heavy loads, up to 100 tonnes, no problems whatsoever.
And what would this have been used to move?
This would have been used in the old days, long before combines. Remember, combines came in during the Second World War. You mainly used for thrashing, where the corn would be cut by a reaper, gathered in the shooks, and then in the autumn you'd take the thrashing machine round, beat the corn out. It would be driven off the flywheel. Also, engines like this would be used for things like wood sawing and that sort of work. But bearing in mind, in the history of things, they had a very short life. They really started to come into their own in the 1860s. Engines that wouldn't move were pulled by horses, and then 1870s, 80s, they moved themselves. But like everything else, it's conflict that brings technological development. And when you think the beginning of the First World War, the internal combustion engine was very primitive. At the end, there were so many, and that's what spelt the end of that. Lorries were coming in, tractors, Henry Ford with the Model F and later the Model N, which we see at events, that's what finished them. And by the last engines, there was a few made in the 1930s, but it was the humble steamroller that lasted till the 50s and 60s.